Hello again, my dear monk friends. This is Christine Valters-Paintner, your online abbess at Abbey of the Arts, a virtual monastery offering resources, reflections, and classes on contemplative practice, creative expression, and compassionate presence. This is the second part of this month's podcast on the theme of work, and I'm going to be inviting you into a guided meditation and reflection experience. So to begin, I invite you to find a comfortable seated position in a place where you won't be disturbed. And begin by allowing just a few minutes to center yourself, to enter into a contemplative space, to begin to deepen your breathing. And let yourself slowly move into some silence, releasing whatever thoughts are pulling at your attention, and with each inhale, imagining that you are welcoming in the gift of breath, the gift of life being breathed into you, and with each exhale, surrender more deeply into this moment, letting go of what is not needed right now. And just letting yourself have a few cycles of breath like this, where you inhale and receive this nourishing gift, and where you exhale and you let go. Inhaling, receiving, exhaling, surrendering. And to begin this meditation, we're going to experiment for a few moments with the energetic quality of our bodies. And so first, I invite you to pretend, imagine that you feel exhausted right now, overworked. Let your body slump in your chair. Let your spine curve down, your neck curve over, feeling your whole body wanting to collapse in on itself. Remembering perhaps a time, maybe even right now, when you felt this just utter tiredness, fatigue, the lack of any kind of initiative, boredom, restlessness. Imagine that you're looking at the clock, just counting the minutes until you're free again. See if you can draw on one of your more difficult moments at work, and see if you can bring this experience present in your body, and really just having that experience right now in this contained space, noticing what this feels like for you, being present to what this is like in your body. And then you're going to take three deep breaths and you're going to shake this out. You might actually physically shake your arms and your legs and your head a little, maybe even your voice. Just let that go. This was just an experiment. And then next we're going to pretend, imagine that you feel vital and alive. You're going to breathe in and you're going to imagine that you're waking up refreshed from a really good night's sleep, feeling so renewed, so energized, so strong for the day ahead. And just breathe this experience into your body, just drawing on a memory perhaps of a time when you just felt fully vital, fully in your body, fully excited about the work you were doing in the world. And imagine this quality of energy, of aliveness, filling you from your toes all the way up through your skull. You might imagine a golden kind of light energy swirling through your body, And this feeling of being alive and connected and in love with the world. And just take a few moments to notice how this feels in your body, even if this is hard for you. Just noticing, honoring what this experience is like. And then again, taking 3 deep breaths and releasing this experience as well, shaking this out. And then finally, seeing if you can find a place, an energetic level that's somewhere between these two extremes of being utterly exhausted and depleted. And this sense of like full aliveness, energetic, awake, refreshed. See if there's a level in between there that might be sustainable for you over several hours. Just seeing if you can draw in that experience, a kind of a place of balance. And just notice again where you feel this in your body. Noticing any places of tightness or blockage. And bringing your breath gently to those places in your body and seeing if you might soften and release so that you have an experience for a few moments of just being in this place of gentle alertness, of energy, of presence, being fully present to your experience, whatever that is. And we're going to continue to play with this imagining experience and energetic qualities. So I'm going to invite you to imagine yourself now, either at work, maybe your day job, or maybe doing some chores like the dishes or the laundry, or if you're a caretaker for somebody caring for a loved one. And imagine that you're in this work situation. And the thought has just crossed your mind that you wish this experience were over. That you wish it were much later in the day when you're back home and done with this task. Or much later in the week or the month when you're on vacation. Or whatever the story is that you tell yourself when you don't want to be doing what you're doing. And just let yourself hold that image for a moment and then notice what's happening in your body. Become present to your level of energy and to see where you feel this. See if there's places where the energy in your body seems to be blocked or there's tightness or holding. And then again, shake this out. Take another couple of deep breaths. Again, we're just experimenting, paying attention, being curious about what happens. And so again, you're going to imagine yourself at work or doing these chores or being with this loved one in this caretaker role. And imagine that you're bringing yourself fully present to whatever this task is. That there is nothing in the world as important as this moment, as washing this dish, or writing this next word in your report. And let your breath be sustained and slow. And see what happens when you bring curiosity and wonder to exactly what you're doing right now. Maybe it is a tedious task, but what happens when you infuse that task with awareness, with presence, even some wonder and delight, that this is what you get to do as a human being? See if you can cultivate this attitude of contentment in this moment, as if nothing else were needed for you to feel satisfied, that this moment is enough. And if distractions arise or your mind wants to fast forward in the day, just gently bring it back again and again to this moment. And again, noticing what's happening in your body, noticing your energy, what you're feeling. And breathing that in. And then just contemplating some questions. What if you were not in a hurry to finish whatever task is before you, but simply allowed yourself to savor the experience as one of the gifts of being human and alive? And if you notice stories coming up about why you can't do that, why you have to rush, see if you can just breathe that in and let that go and just be with the possibility of being present, of being with whatever's happening in a compassionate way. What if you believed that this moment, no matter how mundane it is, held the key to your inner transformation? Just notice what response that question stirs for you. What if you believe this moment holds the key to your inner transformation? And what if you lived in a way that each moment was a practice of attention, an honoring of the sacred at work, right here, right now? What if each moment, whether in work or in play, was a practice of attention and honoring the sacred at work, right here, right now? And so as you breathe into those questions and possibilities, again, just notice your body and its energy. Notice what's happening in you on a physical level, on an emotional level. Just being with whatever your experience is right now. And then I'm going to invite you just to consider making a silent vow to yourself to practice this in your everyday life whenever you can. Practice bringing yourself fully here, seeing if you can cherish what's happening right now, knowing that there will be many moments when you will fall back into old patterns. But each time that happens, just simply begin again. This is what Saint Benedict advises in his rule, in his profound wisdom. Begin again by remembering that this moment is holy. Begin again by remembering that this moment is all that is needed for an encounter with the divine. Begin again by remembering that this moment, with your full attention, full awareness, is the doorway into transformation. And so blessings on all of the work that you do. May you bring the gift of awareness and presence and love and contentment to each moment.